This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. So this is the actual Haskalah of the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim with the Mishnah Berura. So let us begin B'siyata D'Shmaya. Siman Aleph Din Hashkamas HaBoiker, the laws of getting up in the morning. Yizgaber Ka'ari. Be strong like a lion. Prevail like a lion. Overcome your yetzer like a lion. La'amod ba'boiker, to get up in the morning. La'avoidas boiroi, for the service of your Creator. She'yehehu ma'orer ha'shachar. You should wake up the morning, and not vice versa. Not the morning wake you up. In other words, most people, they get a little bit awake in the morning. They hear the birds chirping. The light is coming in through the shades, and the morning is getting them up. And Rabbi Yosef Karo is saying you should be strong like a lion to get up in the morning, that you should wake up the morning and not the morning should wake you up. Now there's an interesting question over here. Namely, why does the Mechaber begin differently than the Torah? The Torah begins with the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Yehuda ben Tema Oimer, Havayaz Kanomer, Vekal Kanesher, Rotz Katzvi, Vegibar Kari. And the Shulchan Aruch, instead of quoting that Mishnah verbatim, is paraphrasing the Mishnah, Yizgaber Ka'ari. You know, why doesn't he say the same Mishnah that the Torah says? So there's in the Sefer, I have it over here on the sheet, on your screen, Oitzer HaYediyos of Rabbi Chil Michel Stern, he brings down that the words of the Shulchan Aruch were written Beruach HaKodesh, and the Mechaber begins with Yizgaber Kari. Why? Because Yizgaber Kari is Gematria Yosef ben Ephraim Karoi. That's his name. V'lachin lo hevi is called Divrei Atana, like the Torah. So that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch did not quote the Mishnah like the Torah did, but rather paraphrased to be merames to his name. Now, this is a halacha that everybody should ask themselves. You know, number one, do we get up like a lion, like a roaring lion, rare to go? Or is it sort of, we got to drag ourselves out? And number two, are we the ones who are ma'orer the shachar, or is it vice versa? Comes Rama, haga, v'al kopanim, and at the very least, meaning, if you're not going to fulfill that you get up the morning, at the very least, lo ya'acher zaman hatfila shatir mesvalim, do not delay the time of davening that the tzibur davens. That's the very least that you could do. In other words, you say, well, I have much more time until the zman tefillah. No, at the very least, do not delay the zman tefillah that the tzibur davens. Haga, shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamen. I place Hashem before me always. Now, this is somewhat interesting why the Ramah says haga two times. Why does the Rama say the word Haga to them? In other words, Haga is a footnote. And here, the Rama already said, Haga v'al kalpanam la'yacher. Why does he say the word Haga again? So, in the Sefer Ayel V'tzvi, page Tzadivav, they bring in the name of Rav Isaacal of Kamarna. And I once heard this in the name of the Sefer Oyal Eishem, and it's brought in our humble Sefer Magaraki on Purim, page Kufayin Dalet, that the reason why the Rama says the word Haggah two times is Haggah is Gematria 13. Haggah plus Haggah is 26. The Rama wanted to be merames to the Shem Havaya in the very beginning of his work. Interesting. Okay, comes Rama. Haggah, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, I place Hashem before me always, who klal gadol b'Torah, is a great rule in the Torah. Uvemalois hatzadikim, and in the attributes of the righteous, asher holchum lefnei holakim, that walk before God. This is a very important principle in righteousness, to place Hashem before you always. Why is it so important to place Hashem before you always? Ki ein yeshivas ha'adam usnu oisav va'asakav v'hu levada b'veisav, because a person's sitting in his home, his movements, his business, is different when he's alone, ki yeshivasai usnuasav va'asakav v'ulefnei melech gadol, as is his sitting, movements, and what he's busy with before a great king. In other words, a person acts very different when he's sitting before a great king than when he is on his own. V'loy diburai v'harchavas piv kirtzainai. When you're in front of a great king, you don't speak at will. You don't open your mouth at will. V'hu emanche beisayu kroivav. when you are with your household members, kediburay b'mayshav hamelach. In other words, the Ramah now is identifying four ways that a person acts differently in front of a great king than when he's by himself. Number one, his sitting, the way he sits. You don't sit the same way. The yeshiva is different. Your movements are different. What you are involved in is different. And your speech is different. Look carefully in the Ramah. The Ramah is identifying four discrete differences, meaning when a person is by themselves in their home, they might slouch down. If you're in the presence of a great king, you know, you sit with more respect. You sit with certain derech eretz. You know, you're in the presence of somebody important. Kol shekein, certainly. Kisheyasim ha'adam el-libay, when a person places to his heart, shehamelech ha'gadol ha'kadosh baruch hu, that the great king, ha'kadosh baruch hu, asher maloich ha'la'aretz kevodei, that the whole world is full of his honor. Oymeid olav. This is not an ordinary king. This is the king of the universe. He stands upon him. V'roya b'masav. He sees your actions. K'moy shenemar. Like the pasuk says, im yisaser ish ba'mistarim. If a person were to hide in a hiding place, says the Navi Yirmiyah. Va'ani loy arenu n'um Hashem. Were I not to see him, says Hashem. So when a person has this realization and recognition, they sit differently. They move differently. What they do is different. What they say is different. And then, miyad yagia elav hayira. Fear will encounter a person immediately. In other words, this is a way to get yira shamayim. When I heard with my own ears, many times I used to ask Avigdor Miller, what is yira shamayim? What does it mean, fear of God? He would always answer, an awareness of the presence of Hashem. But this awareness, and this is interesting, the words of the Ramah come from the Mar Nevuchim. This awareness will produce yira, v'hahachna, and humility, b'fachad Hashem Yisbarach, in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'bashtoy mimenu tamid, and shame before Him always. Now, here's a question. I've read this Ramah many, many times in my life, and I think I mentioned this on maybe in the Shana Halacha Shir. But what exactly prompted the Ramah to give this big Musar Shmuz? I don't understand. All the Mechaber said is get up in the morning like a lion. What prompted the Ramah to give this big Musar Shmuz? Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Rabbi Yitzchak already has it in his notes. But, right? But we said, but now we're going to say this on the Ramah, that what prompted, what elicited this Musar Shmuz from the Ramah? Now, we're going to answer that in a minute. But then the Ramah goes off on an even bigger tangent. Don't be ashamed before people that mock you in the service of Hashem. What's Ramah talking about? What did the Mechaber say that not only did Ramah say this big Musar Shmuz, but now the Ramah is going off on a total tangent that don't be embarrassed in front of people that mock your Avodas Hashem. So regarding this last Nakuda, the Ramah just said, be aware of Hashem's presence. And when you're aware of Hashem's presence, it's going to lead to Yira Shamayim. And not only is it going to lead to Yira Shamayim, it's going to lead to Busha. So now you might think, okay, now you're a Mavuyash. You have the Midah of Busha. Maybe this is going to bring a person to be ashamed in their Avodas Hashem before people who mock them. So Ramah says, even though it's important to be aware of Hashem's presence, and yes, it will lead to be Mizbayesh b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be mizbayesh b'fnei Basar v'dam. Now the Ramah continues the Musar Shmuz. Gam b'hatznei alechas. And even in when you're in privacy. U'v'shach b'yal mishkavai. And you're lying on your bed. Yeda l'fnei mi hu shoychev. You should know before who you're lying. Oh, now we understand what the Ramah is getting at. Umiyad sheyeyer mishnasay, and therefore, as soon as you get up, yakum bezrizus la'avoydas habor yisbarach v'yisaleh, you'll get up with zrizus for the service of Hashem. In other words, in order to understand the Ramah, you have to read the whole thing. The Mechaber said, get up like a lion, la'avoydas boirai. So the Ramah is bothered by one simple question. How in the world are you supposed to do that? And the answer is, if a person would gain the attitude of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, and a person would recognize and realize and be cognizant of the presence of Hashem. And therefore, his movements and his sitting and his busyness and his words are different, and his whole conduct is different. Then, as soon as a person feels he could get up, he will get up out of a recognition of the presence of Hashem. In other words, the Ramah is explaining the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, Yizgaber Ka'ari, and the Ramah is telling you how to do that. The only way to be Mizgaber Ka'ari is to have the Madrega of Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Tamid. Okay, let's say the first Mishnah Berurah. La'avod es barai says Mishnah Berurah, Ki lekach nivra ha'adam. That's what a person was created for. A person was created, La'avod es barai. A person was not created to eat or to make money, but only to serve Hashem. K'moy shamar akosov, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, kol hanikra b'shmi, whatever is called in my name, v'lechvoidi barasev, I created for my honor. V'afim yashienu yitzrei b'choyref, even if the Yitzhar tries to persuade you in the winter, loymar, to say, eich tamoy b'boiker, how are you going to get up in the morning? Ki ha'kar gadol, it's very cold outside. You can't get up, you need to stay under your cozy blanket. O yashienu b'kayetz, or he's going to persuade you in the summer, loymar, to say, Ich tamad mimitascha, how could you get up? Vadain loy savata mishinascha, you have not satiated yourself in sleep yet. Yizgaber alav, you should prevail on him. V'al yishmalai, don't listen to him. V'yachshe benafshi, you should think for yourself. Think to yourself, Ilu haya nitzrach lamed l'sharis l'fei melech basar v'dam, if you had to get up to serve a king of flesh and blood, Kama haya zahir v'zaris, how careful and energetic you would be, la'amoy b'hashkama, to get up early, la'achin atzmai, to prepare yourself, la'avoydasai. Kol shekein, all the more so. V'kavachoymer, ben benoy shel kavachoymer, lefnei melech, malchei, hamlochim, hakadosh baruch hu. Now, let's see the first bir halacha, and that's what we'll do today. The first bir halacha, interestingly, brings a tefillah that is not brought in any of the poskim. It's not brought in, not the Taz, not the Magen Avram, not the early Achroinim, not the later Achroinim. The only one to bring this is the Be'er Halacha. It says the Be'er Halacha, Nachoin Ma'oid Lizoher, it is very correct to be careful. Loimar, to say, Koidom Sholosh Tfilos, before each Tfil of the day, Hoidoas Hayihi Ratzoin Hamavoyer B'Yushalmi Perk Tfil Sashachar, the thanks, the gratitude prayer of the Yushalmi found in Brachos. What is it? The Hainu, that is. B'shachris moida ani lefanecha Hashem aleikai v'lekev yisai shoyitzeisani me'afilo oira. In the morning you say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took me out of darkness to light. U'v'mincha you say, moida ani Hashem aleikai v'lekev yisai, rather, moida ani lefanecha Hashem aleikai v'lekev yisai shekeshem shezikisani l'rois k'shachama b'mizrach kach zalchis l'rois b'marv. Just like you gave me the merit to see the sun in the east, please allow me to see it in the West. In other words, just like I was zeichet to get up in the morning, help me make it to the end of the day. Not everybody who starts the day makes it to the end of the day. And ba'arvis, in the evening, you say, Hiratzoin k'she'im sh'ayisi ba'afela, just like I was in darkness, v'yitzeisani l'oira, and you brought me out to light, kein toitzieni me'afela oira. Likewise, in other words, just like yesterday, after the night time, you took me to the day, so too, Ribbono Shel'olam, after tonight, please bring me to tomorrow. Now, if this is not in your siddur, we have over here in America a handy little bookmark made by my good friend Eli Kahan with the three tefillos. I already got a few requests in Eretz Yisrael. He said we could get it to Eretz Yisrael, just somebody has to ship it. So, if anybody wants it, you put in your siddur, you could say. Now, they asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, why don't any of the poskim bring this down? The Yushalmi says you should say it. So, Reb Chaim said, according to my understanding of the Yushalmi, it's not an absolute chiyuv. Why? Because Reb Chaim understands Yushalmi that this merely means that one should be grateful to God every morning that He took him out of the night and brought him to the day, and every afternoon one should hope and pray to God that Hashem should bring him to the night, and every night one should pray that God should bring him to the morning, but not that there's a chiyuv to specifically say this liturgy. So they asked Reb Chaim, but should you say it? If none of the poskim can bring it down, should you say it? Reb Chaim said, you should say it because the Be'er Halacha brings it down, and Reb Chaim does bring it in his Archos Yosha. So again, nobody could say that it's an absolute chiyuv. It's not brought in the Noisei Kelim, but this is the first Bir Halacha. I think, you know, this way, Lachamei of Essen, when they open up the Mishnah Berurah and they start going through things, do you do this, do you do that, at least you could say the first thing you do. That's always a good thing to be able to answer. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, We're going to hold it here today. Oh, by the way, they asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, what if you're mesupik, whether you said it or not, could you say it again? He said you could say it again, but don't say Hashem's name. They asked him, what about, could you say it after davening? Yes, you could say it after davening, even though the Yishami says it's better to say before that. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll see everybody tomorrow, same time. Wishing everyone bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.